Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. A tax officer has been killed in the Pas-de-Calais after being kidnapped with a colleague while they were carrying out a control on a brocanteur. The 43-year-old man had received several stab wounds in an incident last night in Bullecourt near Arras. His colleague was found tied to a chair. The police later discovered the body of the perpetrator who had committed suicide. La France Insoumise MP Adrien Quatennin has been summoned to a Lille court on December the 13th. In a press release, he had admitted to having slapped his ex-companion, an incident that led him to step down from his post as coordinator of his party. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne has once again intervened with Article 49.3 of the Constitution to have a text of the 2023 Social Security draft budget adopted without a vote. She said, "We cannot perpetually replay debates that have already been decided." During the process, rebellious MPs have announced the tabling of a new motion of censure. And staying with news in the Assembly, the Minister of Health, François Braun, has announced additional aid of €543 million for hospitals. This extension to the health budget is to help cover the additional costs linked to the COVID pandemic. The summer of 2022 experienced the highest excess mortality since the heatwave of 2003. Nearly 10,000 people died this summer, according to Public Health France. These deaths were related to extreme heat, but also due to COVID-19. Those over the age of 75 were the most affected, totaling nearly 2,300 deaths. And finally to football and France's debut at the World Cup in Qatar. The French team faces Australia this evening at 8 p.m. Yesterday, England made a remarkable start, beating Iran 6-2. The Netherlands beat Senegal 2-0 and the United States and Wales drew 1-1. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.